Welcome to the Degenerate Nation Podcast! Woo!
All right, this is a fan-centric episode, so we're going to jump right in it.
Big time. We got fan mail. We have special contest winner. We got lots of stuff.
Yeah.
This is all about the people.
We got a lot of nudes. Some of them tasteful, some of them really not tasteful.
Yeah, one or two dick pics.
Tastefully done, that's important.
Tastefully done, yeah.
Tastefully
I
done
like the non-tasteful better.
Yeah.
Yeah, real
and some of them were
stuff.
Watercolors of us naked and playing with each other.
Yeah. Should I read out some of the fan mail? Or at least the fan mail?
We'll read the first one.
We'll read the first one from our number one fan, probably.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It may be up there between a couple, but maybe our number one fan.
Well, our listeners demand to hear it.
Yeah, Wendy, this one is from you. Average Fuck Pancake House is awesome. I want to be the not too good, but not the worst girl. But instead of glass, I want to be up eye level with the pancake eater, like a hibachi steakhouse, with a full toppings bar lined up as a divider so my partner and I can interact with the customer. That way, the customer can feed me little sizzlers and put toppings on my partner for me to lick off. If they want to give me an Eggo roll to fill for them, I will, or I can suck it first and fill it with canned whipped cream. I don't want any fancy canister, but just the Ready Whip from Walmart.
That is beautiful.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Wendy, I gotta say, girl, you should just be my madam assistant.
Yeah.
Because you sound way too gung-ho to be an average fuck.
Quit the farm and get on average fuck staff.
Yeah, wow.
Right now, you're ready.
This is a fan of yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super God fan. Bless. Okay.
The best human being in the world.
Right. Yeah. And
she's from a blue state for sure. all right.
That's outstanding. So, did we get the t-shirt winner?
We do. It wasn't the original winner because they died.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tough break for you.
Yeah. Well, it was a break. It broke the neck.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh. So we have the runner-up.
Yeah.
Astronaut t-shirt winner.
Yeah, who knew you could break your neck playing adult dodgeball?
I don't know. It could happen
to
anybody.
The worst part, it was like she was the last one left in the game. And so the first shot, she falls and breaks her neck, but everyone's still throwing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she caught multiple balls after the neck was already broken.
To the face before death.
Yeah.
She should have powered through.
Yeah, right?
To the face, neck, and chest.
Yeah. All at once.
Yeah, it was rough.
So, sorry about that, but we're not going to be sending you the astronaut.
Instead, we got to hand-deliver the astronaut shirt to our very special guest today.
Adam.
Adam. Adam's here.
You're wearing it. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
How about your boy?
Here in the dojo, and
I'm happy to be here, man. It's been a long time.
Oh yeah, a long time
me
coming.
We've been talking about this for ever.
Yeah,
a long time.
Yeah. You're a fast tweeter, man.
I got
a dozen.
My
tweets.
Thumbs have biceps, but the rest of me has just got awful. So.
I mean, well, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah,
obviously, but I'm glad you're here.
You already farted.
I did.
Yeah.
I walked into a cloud upstairs, and it was rough.
It was a cloud? I left a cloud?
It was a cloud.
Did I bring it?
I could taste it.
Did I bring it with me?
A plume.
No, that's a new one.
No, this one's fresh, because I didn't... When I pushed record, I didn't smell it, and now I do.
It's wafted.
And it really... It helps to, I think, enhance the atmosphere within the dojo here.
Just a sweaty, stinky asshole ambiance.
I mean, our dojo now is much better than the GIMP dungeon that we were recording in before.
Yeah, I like recording in dungeons, though. It feels good.
Yeah, you gotta be as close to ground level or below. You can't go from above ground level to get a good quality
So do you normally have, like...
in a penthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
it's gotta be in a subterranean...
In the Technodrome.
Like the Digital?
In the Technodrome. Yeah.
So, I get a question. Do you normally have, like, pictures of your kids, drawings and stuff like here, and take them down for the broadcast?
That's right.
Okay.
I don't want any reminders of the good life when I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I just want darkness and despair, which you tend to bring that.
I bring that. I feed
off of it, and I really like to just dwell there in that place with
you. I actually had a good weekend, so we're going to have to, like, find ways to tear it down. So I can get to that place where we need to go.
I'm not far behind.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm on my 2-day hangover right now. So
beautiful.
We're all just, you know.
You really do look good in that shirt.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Not as good as I looked in it.
Well.
But.
Yeah, that's
well, he's not Winnie the Poohing it like you were.
Yeah, I was Winnie the Poohing it.
I have pants on, unfortunately. So.
You know, I was thinking about that. I was like, did I go too far last time? No.
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 If anything, not far enough.
Not far enough.
That's I don't think we've ever gone too far.
Don't break up with somebody that you're not really dating off on a text message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
in a weird way.
Who
I mean, everyone,
IHOP?
Everyone's done it.
I'm still okay
everyone's,
with that.
Yeah, so I was listening to that, and I kind of feel like a lot of people have credited IHOP. You seem surprised. I'm sure I have.
I haven't credited IHOP. IHOP is a house of pancakes. Why would you cry?
Because you go there, no one goes there sober, typically, like unless you're like going after church. But, I mean, like, you go there, like, 3 a.m., you're going to cry about something.
Well, I don't... Okay, that's one way to do
I'm
that.
I'm sure I've cried at IHOP. Or, like, Denny's, if, like, life's really
if
going down
if you ended
the
up at IHOP after a night of drinking, you're still alive, and you're at IHOP, you should be happy.
Right. You should... Yeah.
Things are good. All right,
order. Best breakfast places. IHOP, Waffle House, Denny's. Go.
IHOP, Waffle House, Denny's.
You say Denny's is third?
Yeah.
Denny's is way better than Waffle House.
Denny's is always last.
Waffle House is 100%.
No. Does Waffle House have pictures of almost all of the items on their menu?
I don't know. I avoid it now.
Because
it's been a long time.
IHOP does.
IHOP does, and Denny's does. You don't have to speak.
You're just drunk, you
just
motion.
That's what
they
have it.
That's pretty good.
So, I mean, Waffle House, we're not really in Waffle House country here.
We're too north.
So I don't get it enough
to
say.
The
Denny's
is
disappointing.
Don't speak either. Everyone just sort of gestures,
well,
and then you
well,
get
yeah,
food.
Yeah. You could be right off the boat from Sudan and work at an IHOP.
Well, they're not, though. It's just...
They should, though. They should hire their recent refugees and be like, okay, menu, this.
Listen.
Ooh, ooh. And they come in and...
They probably speak better English than the people who do work.
You know what?
I'm not even going to say anything anymore. Like,
so we go, this one, and they go in the back to
keep drinking.
Coast. They go, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And then they're
Hispanic, and they know what the pictures are, too. And they're like, see. And then no one has to speak... the same language.
What's
and
wrong?
Everything works out beautifully.
I've only been to Denny's one time.
Yeah, it's a god awful place.
Don't go to Denny's.
That's why he's number 3.
No, I know, but still not like Waffle House.
Waffle House was good.
No. Denny's is the best place to go if you try to go to a support group and you left halfway through and you're like, fuck it.
Have you done that?
No, but if I want it, if I do that, that's where I'm fucking going because that's where what people do. They go and they're ditching support groups.
Okay.
Or they should
all
right, be.
So it's 7 minutes in. We shat on Denny's. You shat on Sudanese refugees, of all
you
things.
Did.
No, I didn't.
You also talked about Hispanics. Did you throw them in too?
Yeah, well.
All right,
so that's two
Denny's
cultures.
Is not gonna
and...
sponsor this podcast.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you get people from all walks of life that can work. Or go to an IHOP because you don't have to speak the same language. It's all pictures.
This all comes back to pancakes, I think. So
we're still thinking about Average Fucks
pancakes,
and apparently listeners are too, which is great.
It was a great business plan.
Yeah, we need to like put some papers in.
May Rage Clot deserves to be the man.
Look, I was sitting at an airport yesterday in Toronto, just hungover, out of my mind, but I still listened and I thought it was a good idea.
Thank you. It is a good idea.
It's going somewhere.
Because I want men and women of, you know, the real, have real bodies to nonchalantly, half-heartedly have sex
right.
in front of strangers.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when I was
for little
growing,
pay.
With the lights on.
Exactly.
Yeah. With health benefits.
Well, that's important in this day and age. Especially because lots of, are about to lose them.
Free pap smears.
But no, yeah.
For all the ladies, pap smears.
Yeah. Pap smears all around. For sure.
Pap smears for everyone!
Pap
smears!
Little tiny American flags for everyone else. Simpsons references. But no, it's a good idea. When I was throwing up in the bathroom at the airport yesterday, it had nothing to do with the podcast.
You throw up in the bathroom at an airport?
Obviously.
I've done that. The one time I flew somewhere recently in the past decade, I just dominated Denver. I just barfed all over the bathroom.
I threw up at a truck stop last month.
It was the worst wedding ever. So.
What did you throw up at the truck stop?
I went up for the Eagles-Redskins game.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the way home, I threw up in a truck stop.
Oh,
actually, it wasn't in a truck stop. It was in a trash can in the grass. But,
yeah. That's okay.
Why'd you bother using the trash can? You're at a truck stop.
Because he's a humanitarian.
You know, because I'm still, like, it was,
he cares
like,
about the environment.
You throw up in a classy way at a truck stop.
Yeah, you know, it was still New Jersey, but I thought I would do my best to be civilized. But the Redskins won that weekend, so it was all good.
That's right, man.
Yeah. Now, you've thrown up on the side of 95. I've seen that.
Yeah.
You had to stop and just exit 76 got lit up.
It's never been the same.
And then... on the streets of Richmond multiple times.
Oh, I peed.
You ate crab cakes. They didn't sit well. We were on our way to the theater, and you just spat them out real quick.
No, I projectile vomited them out, and I said, let's go to the theater!
You're classy. You're classy.
You sport barfed.
I did.
So yeah, sport like, barfed. Like you like barfed and then rallied.
It was yeah. a perfect...
It wasn't like a night ender.
No, I went to the theater after and I blasted the fuck up.
Oh, then that's... You just that's had pretty a little, good. Little tickle.
I projectiled it perfectly.
First time I ever puked was in between a Container Store and a McDonald's and with my pants down.
Well, why were your pants down?
Yeah.
He was in the middle of peeing.
Yeah. I took my pants down to pee.
You're like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've thrown up underwater.
Ew.
Yeah. I haven't done that. I threw up a turkey sandwich. I jumped off a boat to try and, like, right myself from the seasickness, and I barfed. And while I was getting ready to barf, I went, I've never done it underwater, so I went under and opened my eyes and threw up. And it just, like, it was like, it just came out and then just stayed in front of me.
Oh, did you try to eat it again?
A dolphin pees in the water. Have you ever seen that? It's like, no. It's just like a little cloud.
No, I've just seen dolphins rape things.
Well, they do that too.
They do with like dead fish.
Everything. With anything.
They're necrophiliacs?
They will fuck anything.
Supposedly the chick that was in the movie Species got raped by a dolphin.
Really?
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
What was her name
again? Natasha Henstridge?
Yeah.
She was on like a...
Like during the movie?
No, not
did her career get derailed by dolphin induced PTSD?
I remember she was on some like late night talk show and she talked about like getting raped by a dolphin one time.
Well, when we went on our honeymoon, they said don't touch the dolphin from here to here.
The special area, like its bathing suit area.
Yeah, because once you get started, you have to finish it. It's up to you.
No, dolphins are one of the only and then we were charged mammals extra. That has sex for fun. Yeah. It's like humans and dolphins, and that's about
and
it.
And I thought apes do.
Yeah, gross.
Well, they're one of the only other mammals that, like, masturbate.
Well, all male animals do it for fun. I wouldn't say the females enjoy it.
Yeah, like the duck. The duck vaginas are, like, corkscrew mazes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the it's duck a penis adapted
the
to
duck
it.
Penis is corkscrew, and the female ducks have different compartments, so they can just be like, nope, not you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Duck
imagine if you had
very
to
strange.
If you had to evolve to fend off rapists.
Ducks have.
It's like a Plinko game, man. You drop the thing in the top, and it's just eventually you find the actual pussy.
Wow.
I'm gonna eat some Sour Patch Kids.
On that note.
Drink.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about
you guys
that.
Want to talk some placenta or what?
Oh, that's right. Tom Cruise eats placenta. That was the name of the podcast. And Andrew's sex tape.
Yeah, we did.
And Andrew's general biography.
Yeah.
We did try to discuss beforehand, like, what do we want to get into tonight? Because normally when it's just me and Andy, we just wing it. And it just, you know, comes out as gobbledygook. But tonight we're like, let's think of some things to talk about. And one of it was placenta and eating placenta, and apparently Tom Cruise is a huge fan. We
he
speculate.
Is, right. We're not making that up.
It doesn't matter. We're saying it on the internet radio,
real.
So now
bing
it's
it
now
if
it's
you
fact.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, bing it.
Anything goes in Trump's America.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, placenta.
Oh my god, it's happening really soon too.
Yeah,
he's going to shut down Planned Parenthood and make sure you can only get placentas for him here.
Mm. But Tom Cruise will still be able to order at room service.
Tom Cruise is head of Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
Best.
And he's like level 109 with the alien
Scientology.
Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, he knows.
That was. That
I'm
was.
Sure he has the best version of Amazon Prime, and he can get
but
placentas
easy.
like within 4 hours.
Cambodian placentas.
Yeah.
They arrive by drone.
You know, they just have a giant like birthing room there, so he gets them fresh.
Oh yeah,
yeah. How do you think he eats his placenta?
Mm.
Well, certainly not fried, because that's like probably not
a lot of calories.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
like
raw.
Raw? Does he put a little A1 on
just
it?
Just like lightly grilled, like
lemon herb.
No, he has that really sexy
some
salt
aioli
guy.
Yeah, yeah, garlic
sexy
aioli.
Salt guy.
The sexy salt guy.
Salt bay.
A little bit. Salt bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
salt
I saw
bay.
That
salts
guy.
It,
dude,
and then
sexy,
he eats
like,
it.
He's like a Slavic.
He lives at Tom Cruise's house now.
He actually has a guy that salts things?
No, like the sexy salt bay. He salts things beautifully.
That guy makes $45,000 a year. All he does is salt placentas all day.
Probably. He probably lives in his pantry and just
Tom Cruise
things.
Like, I want more! I'm so hungry!
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 9! I need placenta!
I pay to watch.
Yeah.
You know what, though? If placenta is his secret... It works.
Right?
He
looks
amazing.
Right? Oh my god, we said this at the same time.
He hangs on planes. He does everything.
He's so hot.
No, I don't care how weird he is.
Me either.
He acts his ass off. He does all of his own stunts and shit. I'm a fan.
Me too.
He can make Mission Impossible fucking 12, and I'm going to be there.
He will.
He's going to do some wild shit.
Yes.
And he works hard to entertain me.
If he hung Dong in the next movie, I would be triple.
Yeah, when is he doing that?
I don't care.
He should hang Dong.
Well.
Yeah, it'd need to be a CGI Dong, though, because he's like 5'4". He can't have anything impressive there. He can't be that gifted.
He could be a tripod.
I don't know.
I don't know. He's that cocky to be who he is. He could have a big old dong.
Maybe it's like to counteract for his little dong. Or, you know, maybe he's got a giant monster.
You know what,
again, the placenta's the secret.
That's a Scientologist, though. Scientologists have
tiny
penises.
No, he's like a level 400, you know, wizard.
They created new levels for
him. I'm sure
he's like Gandalf in Scientology.
Yeah.
He's the white wizard now.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's either 4 or 17 inches. There's no.
I think it's 17.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a giant dong.
He might.
Largest penis is 13. It's like 13 and a half. Okay. I watched the documentary on it, and there's like these two.
Does it show it?
Very. It's grotesque.
Was it a Denny's employee from Sudan?
No, he's
fresh
like
off the boat.
He's like the most average guy, and it's like he's like a software engineer, and he hates it.
May I ask where he lived?
No,
what race
much.
Was he?
That's too much.
No, he's a white guy in America.
Huh.
And, 13-inch monster. And he says going through, like, airport security is always difficult because they're, like, patting him down. They're like, sir, what's this? And he's like,
it's my dick.
It's my penis. And they're like, yeah, sure. It's, like, down past your knee. He's like, no, really. And,
is
like, he has to, like, pull it out and show him. And there's like,
maybe
oh
he was in the Mail Order Brides documentary.
Maybe. I think he's done some porn, but it's like...
No, never mind.
He has trouble with women because it's like too much to handle.
Was his grandfather in Hiroshima?
That's true.
I don't know. He's a white guy.
He's
from
got
America.
Radiation poisoning in his dick.
I don't know what it is, but
it's...
Yeah, we watched it.
Oh, you were? Oh, thank God.
Pretty good?
You were. Oh my God, it was so
good.
About
the guys who go to the Ukraine and... One of those guys was from like Vienna.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, just the Vienna Metro.
Do you think that there are mail order grooms? And if so, how do I apply?
No, there's 0%
other
chance.
Grooms?
Yeah.
No. Why do you need a mail order groom?
Because
I don't know, what
you want quality and you want it fast.
You can wear
no
a
questions
decent
asked.
Outfit, go to a bar. You don't have to. Like, you don't have to
you can't get married that way.
What if I was a super rich lady and I was running Average Fucks and I had a couple locations and a lot of money and I want a mail order dude?
Yeah,
dick.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Is there a market for that?
Yeah, I think it's much, much lower.
Well, where is it?
I can look up on the internet right now. I can get you a mail order.
Do
husband.
It. Do it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, anything is
yeah,
a thing. We talked about hentai last time.
If you're listening, bang it.
Yeah,
mail
if
order
you
grooms.
Think it's a thing, and also if you think it's someone else has jacked off to it.
Ew.
It's just a rule.
Yeah.
Someone else is jacked off to people talking about the idea of mail order.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it probably wasn't, like, the weirdest thing they've beaten off to.
Mm-mm.
So that's... I operate as that as a, that's a universal truth.
What's the weirdest thing you've beat off to?
Oh, God.
Ugh. You know, I don't know if I want to, like... I think that's my line right there.
Mine
that
was
a line? That's amazing.
Yeah,
I don't... I mean, I'm not going to
go
down.
Ahead.
But one funny story I
have
is...
I have brothers
is,
in here and...
yeah.
I'm going to barf.
But, like, one funny story I had is we went to a strip club in Miami before a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this was, like, 2011. And a really, really good friend of mine, we were in the strip club, but she's female.
Mm-hmm.
She goes into the bathroom and...
Nice.
A security guard at the strip... We were also the only ones there. But a security guard at the strip club was jerking off into the sink. But you would think that, like, he works there every day.
Right.
Like, he'd have a special room?
He's desensitized. Or
yeah.
used to it, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's... I think it might have scarred my friend for a while.
She went in the women's room and he was beating it in the sink in the women's room?
I think he was in the women's room just because maybe he assumed no one was going to go in there.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be all dudes.
Why the sink?
Listen, when I go to a strip club, I want to feel safe and comfortable.
At Average Fucks, you're not going to see the security beating it in the sink.
We now have 9 locations
yeah,
in the greater Cincinnati area.
But I always thought that was so weird.
That is weird.
It's like,
why was he in the women's room?
Well, maybe there's a new wire.
Maybe
he hadn't been there long.
Was that like day two?
He maybe. Hadn't been trained on where to jerk and where not to jerk.
Yeah, they gotta have a designated jerk location.
Like a dumpster out back or something?
Yeah, it's a smoker / jerker station by
like,
the dumpster.
Like those plastic cubes at the airport.
Yeah, I mean, at my office, for instance, they have a designated jerking room. I don't know if it's on every floor, but a couple floors, there's like
a convenience room, it says. So
Mine's
both a jerk room and a breastfeeding room.
I mean, I assume
breastfeeding. Oh, maybe that's what actually goes on there. I just figured it was a jerking
room. I figured there's some kind of milking going on in there.
Someone's doing some milking.
I just assumed that was the middle stall of the bathroom on the third floor.
You know, it's the office space wasn't big enough, so they just combined the room, the jerking and the breast pumping.
Well, it's efficient, and you know, Title IX.
Right? We need equality.
Right, exactly.
Oh man, May Ravenclaw, Rageclaw is just giving me a scowl. Rageclaw, right? I'm sorry, Ravenclaw.
What does Rageclaw mean?
That's my D&D name, and that's my name on here forever.
It's not Ravenclaw, isn't that a Harry Potter thing?
I'm Hufflepuff.
Hufflestuff.
You're Puffin Ravenclaw. Stuff. I'm.
We're all. Is that what it is?
Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
That's what I was when I took the quiz.
Placentas. And...
Yeah, you know, you're definitely a Ravenclaw, 100% through and
through. I'm Ravenclaw all up in this bitch.
You would be.
I got a question. Do placentas look different from different races?
Can we go back to Harry Potter?
Like, is there a black placenta?
No, everything on the inside is the same. It doesn't, like,
everything is?
I think so.
I don't think that their placenta is hyperpigmented.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah. If you're a doctor and you're listening, or have any knowledge about this subject other than just pure speculation... Feel free to tweet at us of placenta, hashtag placentas of all colors.
Yeah, all placentas matter.
What house could he be?
He's Slytherin. You know he's Slytherin.
I'm a Slytherin.
That's
for
the bad guy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew's Slytherin.
They're like the Sith of Harry
Not
Potter.
Not quite.
Well, they
Not quite.
Because
that blonde dude was
best.
A huge dick. I only saw the first
Draco
one.
Draco Malfoy Potter. Potter.
Can you watch all the movies? They're amazing.
I still got, like, four left?
I have all of them here.
How many are there? Eight?
Yeah,
there's a fair amount of nudity in the last two. You'd probably be into it.
Well, if there was, I would have watched it by now. I'm sure there's like porn Harry Potter.
Harry Twatter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh man, come on.
But I haven't gotten around to it. But I'm
Harry Twatter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
This is why we have Trump as president. Ruin Harry Potter.
My Harry Potter knowledge dips and dives with relationship status. Like I saw the first four.
Right.
Then I became single.
You didn't see.
Then I didn't see anything else. I read the second book. Only.
There you go.
People just watch the movies with me. They're so good.
They're pretty good.
I will.
Pretty good.
It took me till this summer to finally watch Game of Thrones, so.
Oh, speaking
a little behind.
You mentioned single, so you're single right now?
I am.
And you're wearing the astronaut shirt, so you're.
Oh, yeah.
Where you are a couple steps removed from someone who's not going to be an astronaut.
Well, I think we're all not going to be an astronaut.
I mean, honestly, I hope she becomes an astronaut. That'd be pretty cool.
I'm going to get more wine.
Yeah. Do it. Get more wine.
Yeah, what's the dating scene like for you, man?
It's a jungle out there, man. The last time I was single, there wasn't, like, Bumble and Tinder, you know?
Yeah.
So now you become single, as I did, you know, last year, and it's totally different. It's crazy.
Bumble's the one where they have to message you first.
Yeah, and that's much better.
But it turns out
Tinder's becoming the MySpace of online dating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went out with someone on Tinder just real briefly today. She was a very cold person. She was a cold woman. I'm going to say it.
Just an icy broad. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I've had some good dates and bad dates.
Yeah.
On Bumble, like a couple good dates, a couple bad ones. Like one guy died at a movie theater.
What the fuck?
On a Bumble date, I'm pretty sure.
He died?
I've told... You this. Have I told you
No,
this?
Man.
Tell us
all.
Right,
so I'm
Tell Wendy.
I go on this
Wendy's
date,
listening.
Right? This girl's like, hey, let's go see a movie, right?
First
I
date?
I really want to... It was first date, which is a stupid idea for a first date, but it wasn't my choice. Because you can't talk.
You can look
you
down at
first.
Their cleavage.
I did. But,
yeah,
no,
there you go.
But,
you
so
can do
we,
the popcorn trick.
So, so she's like, let's go see Spectre. You know, the newest... James Bond movie. He's playing at a draft house.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. You know what? Not my choice. Let's do it. Let's knock it out. Like that's like it's like $2 night. I'm in.
Nice.
And we're like halfway through this Bond movie, right? And this woman starts screaming, and everyone's like, what's going on? I turn around and like there's a guy like laying on the ground, and I was like, what is happening? And then they, like, pause the movie, and they get on the PA system, and they're like, if there's a doctor in here, can you please come to the back? So this broad runs back there. It's, like, a huge broad, like a hooded sweatshirt. She was not ready for this. And she goes back. She starts doing CPR on this guy. he's like 50s or something. Yeah. I don't know. And finally the EMTs get there and they show up and they're like, it's like ER, and they're like, and they're like shocking the dude. They're like, clear, blah. And like just, and they keep doing this for like 15 minutes, and then they finally like put him, finally put him on the gurney and like walk out. Like they didn't seem to run out. They didn't seem to be like in a rush.
So I think
they
died.
Dead. I don't know.
Totally died.
So like I was constantly looking up like online to see if there was like a death at Arlington Draft House, like for like weeks after, and I never found out if he lived or
did
died.
Did you finish the movie?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So we kept going. So they wheel him out, and they're like, sorry about the interruption. We'll restart the movie now. And everyone just is like in fucking shock and like turns around and just watches the movie in silence. And then the movie, because I was like, I had already seen the movie.
Yeah.
I had just said yes because she looked cute. And so I knew what happened. But everyone else, I think, was just like so in shock from all this. Then the movie ends and everyone just files out silently.
That's awesome.
I drive her home and I was like, well, that was weird. And she was like, yeah. And then she gets out of my car and I never see her again.
Yeah, you might as well have asked for an anal.
I feel like I could have like asked for anything at that point.
You should have, like, you know,
it's like the stereotype of people boning after funerals.
Yeah, you know, like,
but I was just, it was so strange.
It's like, we learned something today, you know. We don't know how much time we have. Oh, nobody knows how much time. So you want to do anal?
Right. Yeah, so and she probably be like, stuff. You know what, yeah. YOLO. Yeah. You only what
stuff.
Yeah. I saw a guy die at the airport once. Like I feel like I'm. What's his name? Al Bundy in Wayne's World?
Yeah.
Where he's like, why do they come to me to die?
Why? Why do they come to me to die?
I saw a guy like have a heart attack in the security line at Brussels Airport.
Man.
Like,
why do they come to me?
You have a gift, Adam.
I don't know. I just...
It's not a good gift.
It's not good, man.
No. You should send that one back.
Yeah.
So...
I wish I could trade it in for the 13-inch dong.
Can we start Brotherhood of the Traveling Astronaut Shirt?
It sounds like it's too big.
I think you'd get complaints. Yeah. And you just get the freak shows out to, like... They just want to give it a try.
There's got
to
be a novelty market for that.
But that's all it is. Right. You're going to find novelty love?
Are you talking about wide-set pussies?
What?
What? You said the guy with the dong, right?
I was joking, but yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wide-set pussies.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It's a thing? How much do you know about this?
Not enough.
I gotta drink more. By the way, thanks, Colleen, for our wine and our Hufflepuff.
This is from
and,
Colleen?
Yeah, the wine and the glasses are.
Colleen, thank you so much.
Another
Colleen,
listener
we
out there.
We freaking love you, man.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta get her on the program.
Besties forever.
So apparently this is my house of Harry Potter.
You're Ravenclaw, and I have a Hufflepuff glass. She's another Hufflepuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the wine is also from her.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much.
So was that your worst date, seeing somebody die?
Oh, it was the most interesting. I wouldn't say worst. I mean, I've gone out with, like,
is
horrible
that the worst?
People.
I want to hear about
but, like,
horrible
she
people.
Was a nice person, and but it was just so weird. And,
I want to hear about the horrible people you went out with.
I mean, there was just one girl I went out that was just, like, kind of bitchy and rude to the waiter, and, like, and I just have no respect for that. And,
I hate that.
They were rude to the waiter on
the
first date?
Just complaining about everything, and I'm like, what? Like, about stupid stuff that don't matter. So... I mean, that was worse for me. It was not worse for the guy that died. You know, he never even got to see how the fucking Bond movie.
You don't know that.
And what was weird about that too is like I don't know. I'm spoiling this, but like the beginning of the Bond movie starts on the Day of the Dead and in like Mexico, and everyone's wearing skulls, and like I remember thinking like this guy is watching this, right? And then, but he doesn't know like I'm gonna be dead in half an hour, and it's like it's a weird foreshadowing.
Yeah.
He never even got to see Bond, like you know, finish the movie.
Or that Mark. Sucks.
Like, I don't even think he got to the point where the reveal was about Blofeld. He has no idea. He's never going to know.
Well, that brings him another good point about
dying. That's not a movie I'd want to go out
on. No, how do you want to go out? We talked about doing drugs, like, right?
All right, what movie would you want to die during?
Oh, anything with Schwarzenegger, obviously.
Okay, like which one though?
Jingle All the Way.
I think right after the suit up scene.
Are you talking about the suit up scene or Jingle All the Way?
Any of them. Any of them. Even one of the new ones he makes. Like if I go see Last Escape 2, was it Last Escape? Great Escape?
The prison thing?
What about Last Action Hero?
No Escape.
No Escape? Yeah.
Or is that the one of Owen Wilson?
Last Stand. I'm combining the two recent Schwarzenegger movies.
Yeah, so an escape movie with Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
Escape Plan.
Escape Plan. There you go.
Jesus Christ.
We got to it.
So
we got
if
to
I
it.
Go see Escape Plan 2, die halfway through, like, you know, I've had
so
a
that's
good,
okay
I've,
with you?
I've had a good run.
All right, what about you?
What's sex tape?
All right, what about you?
I don't know. No, I'll go with Schwarzenegger. That's a solid answer. I don't maybe mind. Last Action Hero.
Yeah. Mm. You guys would die to Last Action Hero?
I want to go during the... I think as you brought it up, which is, you know, being married to me for as long as you have been, the suit-up scene in Commando was one of my all-time favorite things in life.
Yeah.
I would be okay with that. If my heart, you know, just got jacked up and the, like, my heartbeat was so excited as he's, you know, suiting up and there's, like, the faux smoke and there's the paint... And I died, I'd be okay.
That's not bad. Or I'd take...
Old lady mate Rageclaw died from being so turned on by this 80s movie.
All right, no, I changed my answer.
She died
changing
from
my
a
answer.
Massive heart attack.
I want to be on High on Crack and Heroin, so Speedball.
Mm-hmm.
Or the 2000-whatever equivalent of a Speedball while I'm watching a snuff film.
Oh, God, that's dark.
That is dark. Who's going to find your body, though?
I don't know.
Me and Dave are...
Ironically, they're going to be filming that, so there's a camera on me, so it's a double. It's like Inception. There's a snuff film, and I sort of become a snuff film too.
Oh Jesus!
That's out there.
Yeah,
that's fitting though.
It's like
Inception.
It's an infinite loop,
and then you could watch it at your memorial and film people's reaction, and
exactly.
The movie just keeps growing.
It keeps growing, and yeah, then people watch
it's
people
like
reacting to a guy watching someone else die. So have you ever come across any infinite loops in life? Like, that's an infinite loop, right? Another one is billboard advertising. So you know how they have those advertisements of advertise your company here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the companies that pay for, like, what about the companies that recruit companies to advertise?
But that's just the billboard company.
No, it's a billboard company that gets you to advertise with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but what if there's like a directory for billboard advertising companies to get other companies to advertise on their billboard? And what if it goes up from there and there and there? Another infinite loop. But I like the snuff film one better.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I've studied these things.
I'm going to make a motion here abandon this topic.
Of snuff films?
Of just all of it, and let's decide to move forward
but
as
we
a group collectively.
About, we were talking about
we're abandoning it.
How to
I'm making a motion. Anyone going to second
let's
that
do it,
motion?
Let's do it.
Second.
Where's your gavel?
I don't have one.
Boom, boom.
You twat.
So we're leaving that behind.
Yeah.
And now let's get into new stuff.
Okay.
Right, new business.
Have you read any news stories lately that we can talk about? Because I don't know anything besides...
It's all about Trump and Russia right now.
Well, let's do it.
I don't really understand any of it. I just know it's all bad.
Well, he's super friends with super sexy Putin.
Well, every day it's like he's super friends with him. Then the other day he's like, oh, fuck Russia. And then
he got just the tip from Putin and he wants some more.
Just to see how it feels.
Yeah. Putin's deep dick.
To be honest, I've kind of like checked out because I just assume the country's going to be in smoldering ruin soon, so I don't really care.
Well, that's why we need to think about our last film to watch.
Well, all right. So the recent rumor.
Don't look at us like that.
The recent rumor is what's it called? A Hari Sari?
What the fuck is that?
That's probably not the right word, but it's basically one of those rumors that are so far fetched that people just believe it.
It's called a Hari Sari?
I think that's the word.
Hmm.
So
is this like him getting peed on?
Getting peed on, yeah. Like Richard Gere in the Gerbil,
or Alanis Morissette in a bullet belly full of cum.
Yeah,
those types of things. I choose to believe the pee rumor just because it's hilarious, and I don't.
What's
really
the pee
care
rumor?
Anymore.
Oh, that he
was in Russia with some prostitutes, and they're all peeing on him, or he was peeing on them.
I think
there was pee. There was pee. So that's a new thing. We're having a podcast selfie time, I guess.
Okay.
All right, that's a first. Might have to post that one on
that,
the generic show.
Probably
not.
No, you probably
I don't want anyone to see my face.
No.
It's hideous.
It's scarred.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
But yeah, what else? No celebrities have died in like a week. That's pretty impressive.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
2017 will take some great ones, though.
Yeah, definitely.
No,
are there
really
great ones left, though? I mean, lost Trump. I mean,
there's
Trump.
We
lost Prince and Bowie and Alan Rickman. And all the other
Muhammad Ali,
all the other people.
But there's no way certain people make it out of 2017 alive.
Wait, who?
Like, Betty White's still alive, right?
Barely.
She'll make it.
Yeah.
She's like 100 and
it's like
90, 10 years old.
She's still cranking, man.
Got
to work. She's getting that work in.
Yeah.
She's still breathing.
She was on the show as soon as last year.
Like I love Stallone, but if he doesn't get his supply of like
blood from young runaways. Like, he's not going to make it much longer either.
Young runaway blood?
Yeah.
How old is he? Between 70 and 75?
I think he's like 70. 69, yeah. 70? Does he drink the runaway blood?
Or does he inject it?
I think he's drained himself. He's just consuming. Yeah. Like, he's replenished his, like, recycled his blood with new blood.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, like, bovine.
That blood. Actually works, though, I hear.
Probably.
Blood replacement.
But yeah, everyone needs some new blood. I think that'll be a thing.
Only going to be worse than the year before it, because now we are getting to the age where the heroes that we grew up with are going to start dying off. Like, Schwarzenegger's got, like, limited time, because God knows what he put in his body over the years.
It should make him live forever.
Or that. And I'm okay with that. Because I don't want to live in a world where Schwarzenegger doesn't exist. And if I go first,
Keith Richards is still clanging about in a drug thing.
Jimmy Page,
he's an anomaly. But
Jimmy Page quit.
Drugs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to start him. We talked about this, right? Do it when we were a lot older. Just start to fucking do heroin.
I don't think I'd go to heroin, but I mean, there'd be some new drugs that I'll...
Okay, I was going to say, like, why wouldn't you go to the best one?
Like, shit.
Heroin's not the best one.
It's not?
Heroin's the best one the first time you
use it. Yeah, but, you know...
Then it's all downhill from there.
Allegedly. I'm still toying with freezing myself until they figure out how to give me a new body. You know?
I think I would do it.
Yeah, like, wake up in, like, 2070, and it's like, oh, shit, iPhone 65S.
But then
so
you'd only
lit.
Be frozen
like, I
wanna
for,
see
like,
that
shit.
You'd be frozen for, like, 20 years.
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. I just can't afford it yet. Like,
there's, like, a
just
discount
the
plan
is
that they only, they well, thaw yeah. you out in 5 years.
Yeah, so discount plan's, like, just the head. Because the brain's all that matters. But if you want to really, like, drop some cash, then they do the
I want my prostate frozen.
Like, I don't care about my body. I've fucked it up already.
Yeah.
Just the brain. Is
No, if I can't get my prostate, no deal. No deal. Hard
wait,
pass.
Wait, what? Why do you want that?
Because, you know, when I get my new body, I want my old prostate, and I want some new prostate. I've come to know my prostate so well, and
yeah,
I
but
don't...
Yeah, but it will be yours. It will be, like, cloned from your old
body. Will I be able to feel it the same way I felt my original
yes,
prostate?
Will he
yes.
be able to milk it the same way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say yes. It's yours. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like someone else. It's not like a transplant prostate.
I'm not good at science.
Yes. It's really gonna be fine, man.
This is really helpful.
It's going to be like Vanilla Sky. We're all going to wake up in 2100... And have new bodies. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Is that what happens in that movie?
And no money.
Sort of. I don't really know.
We're going to be penniless, but thawed out.
Is that another Tom Cruise movie? That's
it is.
Right?
God bless.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Cheers to
Tom
Cruise.
Came back to old Tom.
How many placentas did he eat while filming that?
Eight.
I was going to say 47.
Eight. 47 placentas?
I think he just has one a day.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the shooting production schedule was on that, but if it's one a day.
Like Caesar salad, he has placentas.
He's got a trailer full of frozen placentas, or does he...
No,
does
it's
he,
fresh. I think
fresh
he's
placenta?
Got a trailer full of pregnant women.
Is his birthing mother
labor.
Just...
Yeah.
Does he drink breast milk with the placenta?
I would assume so.
Probably, yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to assume. Yeah.
God, I gotta get on his staff. I gotta know.
I think you gotta get in Scientology first.
That's true.
They rejected me.
You're the only one they rejected.
Yeah.
Yeah, you paid them, you took the courses,
yeah.
You did the whole midichlorians test,
yeah.
You whatever used to live in L.A. Did you ever walk by the building?
Oh, it's huge, that blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever, were you ever scared they were going to like jump out of the bushes
definitely.
And kidnap you? Because I was terrified. I would always
it
walk
was,
on the other side of the
It was
street.
Horrifying. The place is awful.
Yeah.
It's the worst fucking place.
I have a random question.
Yes,
yeah.
Bring it on.
Since we were talking about Die Hard earlier,
yes.
Which is amazing.
There's never...
Which enough. John McClane are you? Yes, you know, are you one, two, three?
I think the bitter, like, five
I'm,
one where nobody watches
Are you
watches
dumb with
anymore.
Holly? Are you hoping for Holly?
Holly's
Are
a
you
bitch.
Still married to Holly? What
Holly,
the fuck is happening?
She's so ungrateful. What did
she
he
is
her
the worst.
Hold on.
She is the worst.
Hold on. Which John McClane, how alcoholic are you? I just want to go to John McClane.
Holly, first third. Off, is great in Die Hard 2.
Agreed? Because she punches him out?
Yeah, well, she punches William Atherton.
That guy, yeah.
She tases
and she,
him in
and she's just generally pleasant.
Right. And big hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, but in terms
sexy.
Of who...
Which
John
McClane are you
I'm definitely
at this
John
point
McClane
in your
Die
life.
Hard 3.
Yeah,
I thought
too.
You might say that.
Yeah, because, like,
yeah.
There's a scene where he's, like, you know, they first pick him up, and he's got to go put on the horrible sign, and the lady's like, you know, John, typically alcohol is taken internally, and all that shit.
Right.
And then later, is it later? When the guy's like, oh, he's one step away from being an alcoholic.
Right.
Or he's two like, steps. And he's like no, one step. That's me.
Are you there?
I'm half step.
You're diver three.
Easily.
What are you at?
If I ever had a wife, she would be gone.
Right.
I would be half step away. I'd be hungover as fuck before I had to put on the N-word sign.
I think you're diver three.
Yeah, you're diver three.
I mean, super badass. I just want to know what level are you at.
But no, I think Simon makes him, run a mile and he barely makes it, I'm definitely diehard 3.
Because your body's so just super destroyed. Out of shape
and cursing a lot.
I feel like I'm diehard 2.
I'm diehard 2 also.
What are you about you?
I was going to say diehard 2 because I'm a married guy trying to make it work. Sometimes I wear a sweater.
And the marriage is going well in diehard 2.
That's true.
Yeah.
My marriage is going okay.
See, I'm going to say, I feel like I'm more like Dennis Franz in diehard 2. Where he's just fat. But still thinks he's important.
He is important.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
He's airport important.
And listen, he's the head of airport security.
Yes,
fake Dulles Airport.
At the fake Dulles Airport, and they make fun of the security there at the time, which it was awful.
It's still awful.
Yeah.
But
it is?
Well, probably.
I don't know.
I flew out of there recently. Yeah, I thought the service was excellent.
You got a hand job?
To completion,
Oh, no, no.
To completion. It wasn't
at Dulles. It was at Reagan. I went through Reagan. I went to Nashville 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And I go through the thing, and they're like, do you have anything in your pockets? I'm like, nah, because it's fucking 5 a.m, and I'm out of my goddamn mind. Yeah.
You still drunk?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I had my key in my pocket, my house key. So I go through the thing, and the guy's like, oh, you have your key in your pocket. And I was like, yeah, here you go. He's like, well, the scanner, we couldn't see your entire lower half, so I have to pat you down.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, cool. He's like, just so you know, I got to get up in here and here and all this shit. And I was like, whatever, man. It was 5 a.m. I was like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm pretty sure he jerked me off, and I came in my pants. But it was
that's awesome.
As long as you had a good time.
But I enjoyed my airport experience. Nice. That morning.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
You had a nice time, you took care of you.
So there's nothing wrong with coming in your pants.
I always get a little bit nervous going through that that little spinning 3D imaging thing, because wait in the line, you give them the shoes, you push the whole thing, and you stand, and you're waiting on a little yellow foot stand, but it's you only have less than 10 seconds to get hard before you get in that thing.
You had to really think.
That's where the prostate comes in. That's why I want to keep my prostate.
But see, I'm scared of those things because...
Have you ever had a hand thing? The chemical reader in your hands?
What the fuck is that?
I had that in Denver. I was fleeing the worst wedding ever in Arizona, and I connected in Denver. And I was in such a pale, sweaty, alcohol-fueled rush. When I ran up there, they're like, oh, no, ma'am, you smell like booze.
Did you guys both go to that
test
wedding?
Test your hands. No, it was just me who had it out of that crap.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They tested my hands for chemicals.
Nice.
I had none. But then I brushed in their bathroom.
A lot. See, I'm scared of the little turning scanner thing because,
those are awesome.
Because I have tattoos. They're like, hey, lady.
Well, I fly a lot. So, I'm scared. At this point, it's total recall. I've got, a baby growing out of my belly.
you're worried about radiation?
I'm basically Quato from Total Recall. I'm worried about the fucking radiation.
Damn.
But I will say, if you are traveling and you know, you're having a stressful day, keep your key in your pocket. Because they're just going to go to town on you.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect. Yeah. So, if you want to get jerked off. That's what
I basically did.
Just have a bunch of dangly keys in there.
You could wear those pants that they make for going to strip clubs that have the liquid padding.
Liquid lap dance.
There you go.
Liquid lap dance?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's so you can get grinded on and then you jerk or you ejaculate in your pants, but you don't fuck your shit up, so you can keep going with the rest of the night.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
They have those?
It's great. Yeah. That's what I've been told.
They should be called first date pants.
Do you offer to come in your pants on the first date?
No, usually third.
All right.
So I didn't know this. You went through Denver Airport?
No.
Yeah.
Now you realize traditionalist. That that's
I'm a traditionalist.
Traditional values.
Are
we having cross conversations now?
Yeah.
Because the cum one is better.
That's what happens. That's what happens in a fatal four-way. I've never been a part of this four-way idea.
No, the epicenter of the new world order, Satan, Illuminati shit.
That's right. That wait, airport.
I told you this. You've heard
yes.
of this.
Yes, Odie, listen to this.
Denver
this
Airport.
And very interesting.
If you've ever, like, nah. It's hilarious. First off, if you've ever been to Denver Airport, outside the airport, like, a couple miles out, there's a statue. It's a giant blue horse with glowing red eyes. Right?
I'll show you a picture.
That killed the guy that created it. I shit you not.
No, I did. It fell on him.
So there's this crazy conspiracy theory that the airport houses, like, a bunker so that when, like, there's, like, the apocalypse, that's where everyone's gonna, like...
They're gonna hide underneath.
Wasn't, like, Nora around and shit? It's, yeah, close to that. But, yeah. Look at Denver Airport's, like, a...
NORAD's in Denver area?
It's, like, it's in Colorado Springs.
Look at this creepy-ass horse. Just fucking look at it.
It's in Colorado Springs, NORAD? Where Dr. Yeah. Quinn Medicine Woman took place?
Is that where it took place?
Oh, yeah.
In Colorado Springs?
Yeah. Also, Gene Seymour, still a babe?
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
It has glowing eyes.
That's a...
Also, please bing the horse from Denver Airport. It's the horse of the apocalypse.
All over that airport.
No, it's fucking multiple amazing. Bathrooms. And I didn't believe it.
Please bing Denver horse porn.
It was the throw of witnessing a terrible matrimony, and then I just barked all over it.
I would like to see that horse fuck the bull in Chicago. It's in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
The big bull?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I thought Chicago had a bean.
It murders
it. It has the bean, but where's the big bull? That's not New York, is it?
The bull's going to flick its bean while the horse fucks it.
No, it murdered the guy who created it.
It, like, fell on him while he was...
Yeah, no, the guy who designed it.
Yeah.
He's a New Mexico sculptor.
This is my masterpiece! Oh, shit!
Yeah. A piece of the horse fell on him, pinning him to the ground. And he fucking died, making this creepy-ass sculpture.
That's awesome. Well, you know, like, fuck it, no, this thing's awesome.
Art,
still putting
art destroys us.
No, that's how long he's been working on it.
But I'm telling you, it's like more out than in a decade. Field, like, in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's
he had been working on it for over 10 years.
Yeah, and then it killed him.
And then it killed him.
Huh. It's so dope, though.
He was also facing lawsuits for not finishing it on time.
Also, I was really hungover when we drove by, so I probably am exaggerating it.
Do you think he faked his death?
Yes.
So he was getting pressured to finish it quicker, like they were really working him to death?
Hey,
puns
came in.
Whoa, I think we're at a new record. It's 46 minutes and he has not talked about diddling kids.
Well...
Yeah, high fives
great
all
job,
around. Yeah.
Great job. All right.
Diddle diddle doo.
Oh, man. We went pretty long last time, too. I remember making mention of it, but I don't... Maybe it was even past 46 minutes.
No, yeah. It could be like 53 minutes last time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Adam, have you ever been taken advantage of sexually?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nutella?
I don't think that counts.
No, that doesn't count.
I was a willing participant.
You were willing.
I mean, sort of.
Your girlfriend
willing.
Should be allowed to have some Nutella, but yeah.
Yeah.
I've been roofied.
You did?
I'm pretty sure I've been roofied too.
Have you? And so has he.
I told you that. Yeah.
So how do you know that you haven't been taken advantage of sexually if you've been roofied?
Well, I wasn't sore anywhere, but I'm pretty sure, like, I was roofied.
I mean... they might be gentle with you.
Me and Marty were roofied.
No, it's very possible. Yeah.
Interesting.
Everyone gets roofied.
When were you roofied?
I was drinking Fallen Soldiers at a party, so I...
Well, let me do it.
He definitely got roofied.
So yours was, like, unintentional. I think mine was intentional.
Someone targeted you to roofie you.
Yes.
See, I intercepted the roofie. Okay. So I might have saved someone.
Who was, like, astronaut Adam needs to be roofied?
So I was in Japan. Okay. I was at a house party.
And you say,
visiting a girlfriend at the time. Very interesting.
I was dating someone. I was at the party with my ex at the time. And I remember the last thing I just gotten there. I was on, like, Bud Light number one or some shit. And I remember talking to this guy who's from New Zealand. Because I was like, hey, this guy's super friendly. He was just charming me up and shit. And the next thing I know, is like, I wake up and someone's shaking me and I'm in the backyard of the house and it's like 5 a.m.
Are you serious?
And this guy's shaking me. He's like, hey, man, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? And I was like, where the fuck
was
am I?
Was it a New Zealand guy?
I don't. No, it was someone different.
Okay.
So he, like, helps me back in the house. I don't know how I got there. So from, like, 10 p.m. to, like, 5 a.m.
You have no idea what happened?
I have no memory.
Oh, my God.
And I only had one drink. And then I find out later that when my ex had first gotten to Japan, that guy had been, like, taking photos of her from afar during the orientations and was, like, kind of obsessed with her.
That's creepy.
So I kind of think maybe was like, fuck this guy. I'm just going to... put this in there and then, like, I don't know, he can hang out with her or something. I don't know.
That's
don't
a
know.
Terrible plan.
But yeah.
He didn't call you with any clues or riddles? You didn't have to solve any, like, no. Random, like, Mary. Yeah, you know what he did? Nursery rhymes? He's a terrible bad guy.
No.
He's a
Rufy's Riddler.
He's just roofied you with no riddles?
He's a Kiwi. I mean, they're not used to this. They're not good at it. I don't know. I mean, I might not.
Come on, New Zealand. You're better than that.
You gotta up your roofies game.
Go there. You'll love it.
I don't know, but it was the weirdest experience. I didn't just sleep in the grass for no fucking reason.
Alright, now we're getting interesting. May Ravenclaw just clicked over from tipsy to intoxicated.
Oh, she's drunk.
So,
I did.
We start quoting Flight of the Conchords motivational posters.
Yeah. You all.
In about 20 minutes, she'll be promising sex, and in an hour, she'll be sound asleep.
You're damn right.
To our listening audience, don't roofie people. It's not nice.
No, especially if you're from New Zealand. You're nice people.
Yeah, you're better than that.
I still want to go to that country, despite that guy. And that's the thing. I don't know what happened, but like, I hear it's rather pleasant, and I love Flight of the Conchords, which is all true. My reference of.
That's my only reference.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
And Lord of the Rings.
And
I didn't see
Moana
that.
Moana is in New Zealand?
It's a big Pacific island.
They're like Maori.
Yeah.
Maori.
Yeah.
We were talking about, what was it, Ververde's or whatever last time?
Valverde's. Yeah, we did.
A fictional South American
Stephen
country.
Stephen D'Souza's creation of
if it was real, would
Green
you move
jungle?
There?
Yeah, 100%.
But it's very dangerous.
I don't know.
Well, I think I'd be a henchman.
So Valverde...
I joined the bad guy army.
I was in Die Hard 2.
Uh-huh.
It was in...
Commando.
Commando. It was in
Expendables.
Expendables. Was it in Predator?
Yeah, Predator. That's
maybe,
where they went. Yeah, they were on a mission to Valverde's, and then the Predator was there.
Yeah.
All the classics.
Yeah.
Everything good happens.
Rich,
pretty much
I
the best movies.
You want to write a script where a very Trump-like figure kidnaps Miss Valverde's?
Miss Valverde.
Because he owns a pageant, and then he kidnaps Miss Valverde.
Yeah. I like that.
And it's the daughter of,
but
like,
he
the general in Valverde's.
Or we just hit up Stephen D'Souza, because from what I understand, he's just teaching a writing class in L.A. Because my buddy took his writing class.
Really?
Yeah,
Colby did?
And, yeah, which is fucking amazing. And apparently he just told stories the whole time. They didn't learn anything.
Well,
but
no.
That's why you take the class. You just want to hear him talk.
No, I'd, like,
I'd pay a couple hundred bucks for a class.
I
100%. So, like, I'm saying we just hit up Steve.
Okay.
And be like, yo, let's bring Valverde.
We got this great idea.
How do we upgrade Valverde?
It's very timely. It's like, it's like Taken. It'd be like Taken.
Yeah. We'll just make Taken 6 in Valverde.
The local element of, like, he's like a mercenary that gets sent down to Valverde's or he chases down the general, Valverde's general's daughter because Trump like guy has kidnapped her.
That could work.
Yeah.
But do you... Well, yeah, okay.
Is there a plot hole?
Aren't they making a Taken TV show, though, already?
Really?
What?
Yeah, just saw a commercial for it.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're making Taken
TV. Jesus
Christ,
just pop in the movie.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
No, first movie, exceptional. Second movie, not so exceptional.
I never saw
third movie.
The first, but the first is fucking great.
It's phenomenal.
Like,
the
so
second
like
one
this
is just like
megalomania.
Yeah, he now took your wife.
The,
it also made me...
Kidnaps Miss Valverde,
did
who
she
has
become the Phoenix
questionable
and
political
everybody?
Ties.
That would have been better.
Tomka Johnson? Jansen?
Yeah.
Oh,
God,
man,
that one's...
That made juicy noises. Andrew.
I'm pretty sure the mic picked that up. If not, it was a strange, like...
They
ghastly
you like
gurgle.
That one?
Yeah, it
no,
crept
I
out.
No, I didn't like that one.
Well, don't open your mouth. I mean, you're just making it worse.
I have to breathe somehow.
Oh, jeez.
Just hold your breath.
Take in a television series.
That might be better
than
my best one ever.
And I was...
A prequel to the first film.
So someone was taken before his wife...
Is it just about him doing, like, special forces shit?
It's about
recovering other people.
He's a younger version of Brian Mills.
Oh, God.
Jesus, man.
I told you that was a good fart.
Oh, God, you freaking taste
it. It was the pupusas.
Yeah, I have more of them for tomorrow. So, all right, so we got a contest here. If you think your farts are better than mine...
They're not.
Hold on.
Tweet
Hashtag fartmaster. And explain why. How many people you've chased out of room. How many relationships have ended because of it.
How many of yours?
Or not started because of it.
I think not almost started. Incalculable. I fart on dates.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew.
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
And this is bold. I'm the new guy here.
Yeah.
I think we need to have a call-in.
Yes.
From a Wendy. Fan next time.
Yes, absolutely.
So, just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I like that. We had a noise pickup on the mic. If you were wondering who that was a fart being fanned away. Unsuccessfully. Because
what else was I supposed to do?
Can you still smell
just,
that?
Just
yes!
When you're in the confines of the dojo, you breathe it in.
Yeah,
deep.
We should do
no,
that.
I gotta
you
let shower that, now.
You let the stench.
I was just trying to think of, you know.
Yeah, no.
Not
yeah.
What just happened.
No, you were trying to take your mind off farts?
No, yeah, we got to set up a...
Colin, yeah.
Yeah, Wendy, we're going to set that up for you.
Yeah.
You're going to Skype in and you get to join the podcast.
You're
going to
be on episode 69. We'll just say it. You're going to be on episode
This
69.
Is episode 68,
yeah.
Apparently.
I was really disappointed.
Me too.
Like,
that we just missed 69. By one, huh?
I was saying earlier we should have made like 1 minute podcast and then done the rest.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like so Biden should be president for a hot minute.
Like he should just resign.
But he wouldn't be president 69, though.
No, he'd be president...
No. But
45.
He
would
yeah.
sneak in there.
He will be if he freezes himself and waits for a younger body.
That'd be okay.
And then runs for president.
You know.
I really wish Biden Obama memes had come out like 2 years earlier.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have like
yeah.
bolstered his popularity.
Yeah. Agreed. It would definitely would have.
Because those things were fucking amazing.
They're perfect.
I didn't see any of them.
Romance. Why all the bromance is beautiful?
I don't know, I've been off the internet for a little bit.
Get back on there
no,
just for that.
What's happening in the internet right now?
It's just...
The bromance between Biden and Obama.
What else? I'm not...
People like to post videos of flipping a water bottle and getting it to land on the bottom, and then they dab, like
yeah. what?
Cam Newton.
So yeah. I'm not missing anything.
No. That's pretty much
not.
The big
yeah.
thing right now. That's a big deal. I don't get it, but I'm not, like, 14... But it's a big thing.
Is it inner city youth doing
nope.
it?
Nope. It's like white kids in the suburbs.
There's pictures of bald eagles attacking Donald Trump. There's
Whoa.
Videos of that.
What?
A fake, a CGI eagle attacking Donald
no,
Trump?
No,
it's real eagle.
That's a real
this
eagle?
This happened months ago during the campaign.
This is amazing.
That's amazing.
That's not a bald
that's
eagle.
That's great.
No.
It's that
yeah,
and
no,
just
that,
pictures
that
of
yeah.
people, you know,
they
try photographing
to get a
their food.
Him.
People are...
And,
they're still doing
babies.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bald eagle
hates
Donald
yeah.
Trump.
People
it's Donald
ate before
Trump
the internet.
Food
existed.
And ultrasounds. That's all the internet is.
Ultrasounds is okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
not
I don't know. What month do they start showing ultrasounds?
I don't know.
People usually start announcing when they're like 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Typically, at this point,
weeks.
I've stopped
right.
speaking to the baby mama like long ago.
Once you find out it's not your kid,
then I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
I never make it to ultrasound phase.
You're like, oh shit.
Yep. Yeah, I go.
So as far as you know, do you definitely not have any babies?
No. I probably have like 17 babies just running around.
Huh. That's pretty good.
No, I'm joking.
Been with a lot of women, have you?
Nope.
Sexually?
Not.
Intercoursely?
No babies.
Fun fact, it's been a while for me.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that.
Like, I don't know, maybe an apology or like, hey, some form of empathy would have been cool.
No, it's cool, man. Like, it happens to the best of us.
Why an apology?
I don't know.
Like sorry you got that going on.
Yeah.
Not like, I'm sorry I haven't been putting out more. I don't think that's
like,
the apology.
No,
like me too, but like, you know, it's like...
Empathy would have been a little strong to expect, but like, yeah. you know, like...
Everyone
low level sensitive. Like, oh, sorry to hear that, man. Hope you get your dick wet soon.
Well, I mean, I do, of course. Yeah, but like I mean, the Raiders made the playoffs for the first time this year in 15 years. I'm not gonna like freak out and congratulate them over and over. I just,
should.
Yeah.
You go through droughts, whatever.
That's yeah. I don't want it to be a 15 year drought like the Raiders.
Well, hopefully not.
It's up to you.
It's just me and my, you know, prostate.
You're obsessed with your prostate.
Someone's gotta be.
But no, you gotta. That's why you take care of things yourself, so that way you don't start leaking and.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. You gotta make sure you're okay.
Right.
Use a little washcloth around
no,
the finger.
Okay.
If no one else is gonna do, you can't just rely
you
on other people
to
make you
to
happy.
Continue.
They can't you can't rely on others to make you happy is what I've learned, and that's why I started using a washcloth.
In the morning.
Are you rolling out, May?
Someone's sleeping.
May Rage Claw is bowing out.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably because of the...
my D&D character.
Prostate stuff.
Right, right, right.
I made it up because it's amazing.
So do you have to make up a name during...
You do.
But is it like a internet name generator?
There was some... So actually,
like
I had
the street
half.
You lived on and the...
No, it's a little bit more classy than that. There's a generator.
I can touch my nose to my tongue to my nose, guys.
I'm a human, though. In D&D.
You get to choose if
you're... It can be an elf, a halfling. Multiple things. Will you stop it? I'm going to go get more pizza and wine,
because
there's a group of you.
Okay. Well, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.